Let us start with a brief introduction to inheritance tax. Inheritance tax was introduced in the 1986 Finance Act to take effect from March 1986. Inheritance tax was a replacement for capital transfer tax, which itself replaced estate duty. The statutory rules governing inheritance tax are contained in the Inheritance Tax Act of 1984.
IHT accounts for around 1.5% of total government revenue, bringing in about £3.5 billion. This is, in part, due to a generous array of inheritance tax reliefs, and also because, with sensible tax planning, IHT can be an easy tax to avoid.
In recent years, there has been much press speculation about a possible overhaul of the inheritance tax system. However, the rules as they exist today have not changed significantly since the mid-1980s. Let us start our discussions on inheritance tax by looking at Section 1 of IHTA 1984. Section 1 tells us that inheritance tax is charged on the value transferred by a chargeable transfer. In this session, we shall look at exactly what we mean by the term value transferred, and in the next lecture, we shall explore what is a chargeable transfer. The value transferred for IHT purposes is measured by what we call the loss to donor principle. If an individual gives away an asset, it stands to reason that the value of his estate will be reduced, and the amount of that reduction is the loss to donor. A chargeable transfer for inheritance tax purposes will either be a lifetime gift or a transfer on death. Most of us think of inheritance tax as a death tax. Indeed, when an individual dies, he is treated as making a chargeable transfer, equal to the value of his asset at the date of death. However, if an individual makes a lifetime gift, the value transferred by that gift may also be chargeable to inheritance tax. We shall look at how we calculate IHT on lifetime transfers in a later session. Individuals who are domiciled in the UK are liable to inheritance tax on transfers of all worldwide assets, wherever they are situated. However, individuals who are domiciled outside the UK are liable to inheritance tax on transfers of their UK assets only. If a non-domiciled person owns assets which are situated outside the UK, those assets are called excluded property. Transfers of excluded property are ignored for inheritance tax purposes. Note here that the concept of domicile is very important for inheritance tax, and the residence status of an individual is largely insignificant. The IHT legislation contains a list of transfers, sometimes called dispositions, which are ignored for inheritance tax purposes. As a general principle, if an individual makes a gift without any gratuitous intent, that gift is disregarded for inheritance tax purposes. Therefore, if an individual enters into a genuine transaction with an unconnected person, but as a result of that transaction the value of his overall estate falls, he is not treated as having made a transfer of value for IHT purposes. Therefore, a donor must deliberately intend to make a gift in order to make a transfer of value for inheritance tax purposes. Genuine arm's-length sales are ignored. Expenditure on the maintenance of an individual's family is not treated as a transfer of value for inheritance tax, even though the donor's estate will be reduced as a result of the gift. This means, for example, if a father pays school fees on behalf of his children, or if an individual makes provision to look after a dependent relative, such dispositions will be ignored for inheritance tax. If an individual gives up his right to receive remuneration from an employer, or repays any amount of remuneration, he is not treated as making a transfer of value for inheritance tax purposes. Similarly, if a shareholder waives his right to a dividend within 12 months of that right accruing to him, this is similarly disregarded for IHT. For the rest of this course, we shall concentrate on gifts which are relevant for inheritance tax purposes. And we will start by considering the loss to donor principle. When measuring the value transferred for IHT purposes, we must look at the loss to the donor's estate as a result of the transfer. It is very important to realise that what the donor loses as a result of a gift is not always the same as what the donee receives. To measure the loss to donor, we start by taking the value of the donor's estate, i.e. the value of his total assets, before he makes the gift. We then deduct the value of the donor's estate after the gift, and the difference between the two numbers is the loss to donor. This is the value transferred, which will become chargeable to inheritance tax. This principle is commonly applied if a donor gives away shares in private or unlisted companies. By way of an example, let us take a taxpayer called Jim, who owns 60% of the shares in a company called Royal Limited. There are 10,000 shares in issue, of which Jim owns 6,000 shares. Jim decides to give 2,000 of his shares to his daughter, Denise. At the date of the gift, a 60% holding of shares is worth £50,000, a 40% holding is worth £20,000, and a 20% holding is worth £8,000. It is very important to realise when dealing with shares in private companies that not all shares are worth the same amount. For instance, a 60% holding will be worth considerably more than a 40% holding, because if an individual has more than 50% of the shares, he has power to control the decisions of the company. What we need to do here is work out the value transferred by Jim to Denise. To do this, we use the loss to donor principle. We start by taking the value of Jim's shares before the gift to Denise. Before the transfer, Jim has 60% of the shares, which are worth £50,000. We next look at the value of Jim's shares after the gift. After the transfer has taken place, Jim has 40% of the shares in the company, and these shares are worth £20,000. The loss to donor is the difference between these numbers, which you will see comes to £30,000. This is the value transferred for IHT purposes. You will see that what Jim has lost as a result of the transfer, i.e. £30,000, is not the same as what Denise has gained. Denise has gained a 20% holding, which is worth £8,000. For inheritance tax purposes, we must consider the loss to donor rather than the gain to donee. When measuring the loss to donor, we must also take account of what we call related property. In simple terms, a person's assets are related to similar assets owned by his or her spouse or civil partner. Therefore, when measuring an individual's transfer of value for IHT purposes, we must take account of similar assets held by one's spouse or civil partner. Note, it is only assets held by one's spouse or civil partner that are related property for IHT purposes. Similar assets owned by one's children, brothers and sisters, boyfriends and girlfriends, etc., are not related property. The related property rules were introduced to prevent a husband and wife avoiding inheritance tax by transferring assets between them. The related property rules effectively treat assets held jointly by a husband and wife as one asset for inheritance tax purposes. Therefore, when a husband and wife own joint assets, for example, shares in the same company, if either of the spouses gives some shares away, the related property rules will affect the value transferred. Let us return to the example of Royal Limited, which we know had issued share capital of 10,000 shares. Jim owned 6,000 shares. His wife, Barbara, owned 3,000 shares. Their son, Anthony, owned the remaining 1,000 shares. Jim decides that he wishes to give 2,000 of his shares to his daughter, Denise. The value of the shares in Royal Limited at the date of the gift should now have appeared on your screen. As is the case for all shares in private companies, the value per share will increase depending on the number of shares owned by the shareholder. For example, because Jim has control of the company, i.e. he has more than 50% of the shares, each of his shares are worth £8 at the date of the transfer. However, because Anthony has a minority holding, i.e. he only has 10% of the company's shares, his shares are only worth £4 each. Our requirement here is to calculate the value transferred by Jim for inheritance tax purposes. To do this, we will use the loss to donor rules, but this time we also need to consider related property. Let us first measure Jim's transfer of value using normal loss-to-donor rules. We first take the value of Jim's shares before the gift. Jim has 6,000 shares, i.e. a 60% holding, and each of his shares were worth £8 at the date of the transfer, making a total of £48,000. From this, we need to deduct the value of Jim's shares after the gift of 2,000 shares to Denise. After the gift, Jim has 4,000 shares, i.e. a 40% holding, and each of his shares are worth £5, making a total of £20,000. Using normal loss-to-donor rules, Jim makes a transfer of value for inheritance tax purposes of £28,000. However, where shares are held jointly between a husband and wife, to measure the loss to donor, we must take account of the related property rules. We will therefore move on and have a look at how the related property rules affect the value transferred. The effect of the related property rules is to effectively treat Jim and Barbara's shares as one asset for IHT purposes. Therefore, when measuring Jim's loss, we must also take account of the shares held by Barbara. Let us again look at the value of Jim's shares before the gift. Jim had 6,000 shares. Barbara has 3,000 shares. So together, their related property is 9,000 shares. Therefore, for inheritance tax purposes, Jim is deemed to own 6/9 of their joint shares. Therefore, instead of looking at his 6,000 shares in isolation, we assume that Jim has 6/9 of a 90% holding. Shares that form part of a 90% holding are valued at £12 each at the date of transfer. A 90% holding, i.e. 9,000 shares, in total would be valued at £108,000. Jim is deemed to have 6/9 of these shares. So his 6,000 shares are treated as being worth £72,000. Next, we look at the value of Jim's shares after the gift to Denise. Jim gave 2,000 of his shares away, so his personal holding goes down to 4,000 shares. Barbara still has her 3,000 shares, so together they have related property of 7,000 shares. After the transfer, therefore, Jim is deemed to have 4/7 of a 70% holding. Shares that form part of a 70% holding are worth £8 each. In total, a 70% holding is worth £56,000. Jim's shares are deemed to be worth 4/7 of 56,000, being £32,000. We deduct the value of the shares after the transfer from the value of Jim's shares before the transfer to give a value transferred for IHT purposes of £40,000. You will see that this is significantly more than the value transferred ignoring the related property rules. So the revenue will always use this higher figure. The related property legislation provides for a different method of valuing the transfer where the asset being given away is not shares. These rules will therefore apply to disposals of assets such as chattels, which may form part of a set and are therefore worth more when valued together. This alternative method of valuation is best illustrated with an example. Several years ago, Robert gave his daughter, Lisa, and his son-in-law, David, a set of 6 Andy Warhol prints as a wedding gift. He gave 4 to Lisa and 2 to David. Lisa gave 1 of her prints to her son, Jack, on his 18th birthday. The value of the prints at the date of the gift are as per your screen. One print on its own is worth £40,000. 2 prints are worth £100,000, 3 prints are worth £200,000, 4 prints were worth £300,000, 5 prints are worth £450,000, and the full set of 6 prints are worth £750,000. We will calculate Lisa's transfer of value for IHT purposes. Let's run through the solution. Before the transfer, Lisa had 4 prints, her husband David had 2 prints, so the related property is 6 prints valued at £750,000. However, we do not simply say that Lisa's share of the related property is therefore 4/6 of the joint value. Instead, we multiply the £750,000 by the fraction on your screen. We take the value of Lisa's 4 prints and divide this by the value of Lisa's 4 prints plus the value of David's 2. 4 prints are valued at £300,000. 2 prints are worth £100,000. The fraction is therefore 3 over 4, giving a related property value before the transfer of £562,500. Lisa gives one of her prints to her son. Therefore, after the transfer, Lisa has 3 prints, her husband has 2 prints, so the related property is 5 prints, valued at £450,000. We multiply this by the fraction on your screen. Here we take the value of Lisa's 3 prints, being £200,000, and divide by the value of Lisa's 3 prints, £200,000, plus the value of David's 2 prints, £100,000. The fraction is therefore 2 over 3, giving a related property value, after the transfer, of £300,000. The loss to the donor is therefore £262,500. Remember that this method of valuation only applies where the assets being given away are not shares. Finally, in this session, a few additional points about related property. As we have discussed, for IHT valuation purposes, an individual's property is related to that owned by his spouse or civil partner. Related property also includes similar assets owned by a charity, but only if 2 conditions are satisfied. The charity must have acquired the assets either from the donor or the donor's spouse or civil partner. Secondly, the assets must either be owned by the charity at the date of the transfer or have been held by the charity at any time in the previous 5 years. You are far more likely to come across related property in the context of similar assets owned by one's spouse or civil partner. There are 2 practice questions to attempt to complete this module. On the screen in front of you, you will see 6 dispositions. Simply click on the ones you think are treated as transfers of value for inheritance tax purposes. When you are happy with your answer, press the Check Answer button at the bottom of the page. Let us start with the gift of shares to the son. This will be a transfer of value for inheritance tax purposes, and we will measure the value transferred using the loss to donor principle. The payment of school fees for the daughter is not a transfer of value for inheritance tax purposes. Dispositions for the maintenance of one's family can be ignored for IHT purposes. The sale of a painting to an art dealer is unlikely to be treated as a transfer of value for IHT. Assuming the painting was sold for its market value, there will be no loss to donor as a result of the transaction. As a general rule, inheritance tax is only charged on gifts. The sale of the painting may well give rise to a capital gains tax liability, but there are no IHT consequences. The waiver of a dividend in the family company is also ignored for IHT purposes. Technically, if a shareholder gives up his right to a dividend, he is leaving cash within the company, and this will increase the value of everybody else's shares. However, Section 15 of the Inheritance Tax Act says that waivers of dividends should be disregarded for IHT purposes. The purchase of a Porsche from a local garage is not a transfer of value for inheritance tax. An arm's-length purchase has no effect on the value of a donor's estate, and so has no inheritance tax consequences. Finally, the gift of a house to a family trust will be a transfer of value for inheritance tax purposes. The loss to the donor as a result of the gift will be the value transferred for IHT. Let us have a look at the solution to Julia. Julia is giving away an asset to her son. Our requirement is to calculate Julia's transfer of value. We will apply the normal loss to donor rules. This means we will take the value of Julia's assets before the gift, deduct the value of her assets after the gift, and the difference is Julia's transfer of value. Before the transfer, Julia has 3 antique vases. However, we are told that her husband, Simon, owns 1 vase, so we need to think about the related property rules. 4 vases are worth £10,000 as a set. Therefore, we do not look at Julia's assets in isolation, but we must aggregate them with her husband's assets. Julia has 3 vases, together worth £6,000. Simon has 1 vase, worth £1,000. As Julia has 3 of the 4 vases, the IHT value of her vases taking into account the vase held by her husband, is 6/7 of £10,000, giving £8,571. After the gift, Julia has two vases, together worth £3,000. Simon still has one vase worth £1,000. The IHT value of Julia's two vases is therefore taken to be 3/4 of £6,000, giving £4,500. The transfer of value made by Julia for IHT purposes is therefore £4,071. This concludes this general introduction to inheritance tax.